Federal health regulators are cutting off funding to Lakeshore Villas, which is a Tampa pediatric nursing home. Now, you've done some investigation into the home recently. What can you tell me about what you've learned about conditions there?
For about 3 years now, Lakeshore Villas has been one of the state's worst nursing homes, if judged by its regulatory history. The home has been cited 14 times by the state for severe deficiencies, including 10 citations that left residents in what they call immediate jeopardy, and another 4 that documented actual harm to residents. The nursing home has paid close to $300,000 in federal fines and quite a bit more in state fines as well.
I know you did a story in May describing what a day is like for some of our residents there. So what can you tell me about that?
Well, there are about 180 beds in the facility total, about 15 of which are designated for children. In March, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration investigated a complaint there and documented that the children, contrary to state law, really had virtually no opportunities for meaningful activities, interaction, socialization. They spent a couple few days there, and what they noticed was that for the most part, those kids were left in their rooms to do nothing. The activities calendar documented activities that were not actually occurring, and when the activities did occur, they didn't last more than about 30 to 60 minutes.
As a journalist, you focused a lot on neglect within Florida social services. Now, would you say that these problems at Lakeshore are unique to the facility, or is this kind of a trend that you've seen at facilities across the state?
I think that based upon the regulatory history, Lakeshore clearly was among the worst in the state. But Florida has a long history of problems within the social service system as a whole.
In your story in the Miami Herald, you quote Brian Lee from an advocacy group, Families for Better Care in Tallahassee, as saying that Lakeshore's closing is bittersweet. And he says, as bad as Lakeshore Villas is, residents call this their home and they are used to this place. Now, what can you say about that sentiment?
There's something well documented in the literature called transfer trauma. And what that means is that if you are old and frail, if you have Alzheimer's or other types of senile dementia, you are at risk of suffering psychological trauma if you're forced to leave your home, particularly under what he described as emergency circumstances. If you are blind or you don't see very well, if you're physically frail, it's very difficult to get uprooted that late in your life, and some folks experience trauma. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't move people when the conditions of their residence demand it, but it means that you have to be very sensitive to their specific needs.
Lakeshore has had problems not only on the federal level, but also on the state level, and will be closing its doors next month as a result. How do you think people are going to deal with having to move?
I think the challenges for the children are going to be more grave than for the elders, only because the parents of those kids and the state, which will be involved in placement planning, have so fewer options. With the closure of Lakeshore, there will only be 4 other nursing homes in the state that cater to pediatric patients. I think Sable Palms in the Tampa Bay area is likely to see the greatest number of transfers, but moving someone is always difficult.
That was Carol Marbin Miller of the Miami Herald. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.